Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi. Today we are going to cover chapter 8, which is about managing finished products inventory. So maintenance of adequate finished goods stock is a must for every business unit to maximize customer service level. Whenever you are making a product, you have to maintain stocks for quick delivery to the customer because the customer will not wait. So while raw material and WIP are housed under one roof in business unit's manufacturing facility, finished goods have to be maintained at various locations until they reach the hands of the customer. So typically what happens is you have the finished goods warehouse at the manufacturing site. Once the goods are ready, then they are shipped out to your distributors or distribution centers. Now distribution centers in turn will then transmit or transfer the material to the retailers, and from there they go to the customers. So for business units manufacturing products against customers' orders, management of finished goods inventory is less problematic because there is no necessity or no need to maintain stock. You are producing material against firm customer orders. So when you receive an order from the customer, you manufacture the goods and then you ship it out. But in other cases, as in case of white goods or the fast moving consumer goods, you are making the products and keeping it with your distributors and the retailers. However, when goods have to be produced for stock to meet an anticipated demand, it is not so. When demand for finished goods is subject to seasonal variation, for example, raincoat prior to monsoon or toys around the school vacation, building up of stocks to meet the peak demand needs extra monitoring to control the FG inventory. This is one particular case, you know, that you have to build up inventories, before the monsoon, or let us say that toys around the school vacation, or when the vacations are yet to get over, then you have to start by making the books and textbooks and all those things available, you know, for the next batch of students. You have the regular requirement of the market, and there may be some seasonality there also. You will find that when it comes to like buying cars and all, people will buy cars towards the end of a financial year, or they will buy cars at the beginning of a calendar year, because they don't want a car which is manufactured or purchased in a previous year around end of the year. FG inventory buildup, factors that compel business units to hold large finished goods inventory. So the first one is market and supply chain design. Organizations carry out market analysis, work out supply chain strategy, decide on ideal locations for production facilities, decide on number of warehouses, the focus center on the customer satisfaction and demand fulfillment. So finished goods inventories are must to ensure efficient operation. So there are two, three things. You will keep your manufacturing setup where the raw material availability is good, where the logistics cost for the raw material are good, where you have skilled manpower available for your manufacturing activity. Whereas when it comes to the distribution network, you will like to keep it closer to the market, and you will like to keep it closer to various markets which are geographically spread. So what happens is you may have a number of distribution centers, and since you are holding inventory at all those places, ultimately when you consolidate or combine the total inventory that you are holding, it comes to a sizable amount. So the whole challenge here is to ensure efficient operation where you hold minimum inventory when looked at it holistically. Production strategy and demand forecasting. So production is planned by business units based on a build to stock or a build to order strategy. So as we have seen, if it is build to stock, then you require forecasting. If it is build to order, it's much simpler, because you receive the order from the customer, then you are manufacturing the product. And in that case, carrying of inventory is not an issue because you ship out the material once the product is ready. Build to stock product gets inventorized at various locations. So as we saw in this particular case, you may have distribution warehouses at various places, and you have to distribute your product at all those places. Demand has to be forecasted. Demand planning exercise directly influences quantity of the SG inventories. So if you are forecasting the demand incorrectly, you could land up with either higher inventories or stockouts. So you can have various scenarios. Like in the first scenario, you have a forecast and you have unfulfilled orders. So you have a demand which is higher than the forecast, resulting in loss of business, loss of opportunity. There is a second case where the demand and the forecast, they are matching. So here, this is the ideal situation. And there is a third case where you have a forecast which is higher than the demand. So after meeting the demand, you are going to be left with idle stocks. Let's talk about the bullwhip effect. So this is an effect which has been seen that in the market, there may only be a small ripple, but when the forecasting exercise is carried out at various stages, people tend to amplify this fluctuation, and by the time it reaches the manufacturing site, you will find that the forecast is highly skewed, and this is known as a bullwhip effect. In fact, there is a very famous management game on this bullwhip effect. The example given is of the children's diaper. If you see, the number of diapers that a child wears is more or less constant, and there may be very slight fluctuation here depending on the diapers being used per day. But when this game is played out, you will find that you can clearly see this bullwhip effect. So what happens is, in the bullwhip effect, there is a slight ripple at the customer end, which may be for unexplained reason. But at the warehouse level, you will find people will perceive it as a sudden increase or surge in demand. And they will factor this into their forecast. At the distribution center, they will further amplify upon this. And by the time it comes to the plant or the manufacturing site, you'll find that this forecast is much higher. So the bullwhip effect is an observed phenomenon in the forecast-driven distribution channel. It refers to a trend of larger and larger swing in the inventory in response to changes in the customer demand. As one looks at firm further back in the supply chain for a product, and one way to counter this bullwhip damage or effect is to establish a demand-driven supply chain which reacts to actual customer order. So instead of trying to predict or forecast the requirement, what you do is, if the customer requires a higher quantity, let us say that you are selling the diapers at the rate of 1,000 diapers a day, or let's say 7,000 diapers a week. And 1 week you suddenly saw an increase of, let's say, 3,000 diapers. That means instead of 7,000, you sold 10,000. Do not try to immediately change your forecast. Just change your ordering from 7,000, the replenishment, to 10,000. And if this happens at every stage, at the manufacturing site also, the requirement will be simply an additional 3,000 diapers. So this is the solution to avoid the bullwhip effect. Market penetration. So marketing department frequently runs branding and sales promotion campaign, and this is fairly common. So whenever you find that the sales are slightly slowing down, you will see that the marketing department will start running certain campaigns by giving certain promotions modifying the product by calling it limited edition, etc. So when that happens, when there is an aggressive marketing campaign in the market, you will find that there will be a sudden increase. So whenever such a thing happens, you need to build up the inventory, because at such a time, if the inventory is not available, again, it's a loss of opportunity. So any non-availability at the point of sale counter will lead to dip in the demand. Hence, holding inventory becomes necessity. There is another thing also. When a product is launched, and this has happened with a couple of products, a product is launched with a lot of fanfare. But when people go to the supermarket or so, and they look for the product, they do not get the product. And soon the product is forgotten. So it's necessary that the finished goods inventory are made available in the market before a campaign is launched. Market size, location, and supply design. So most business units normally have multiple warehouses or retail locations where the entire range of the business unit's product is stocked. Though the demand at such location is different, many business units adopt a uniform policy regarding the stocking of goods because of ease of operation. Net result is an accumulation of finished goods. Example, now if you look at the India market, imagine a garment company. Now in the south, the premium garment would be a dhoti and a white shirt. And there are companies like Ram Raj which do an excellent job here, you know, because they sell this kind of product. But if you are, as a garment manufacturer, let's say you are selling trousers and shirts, and you are taking all the markets to be similar, and you are stocking all your stores with the same kind of garments, then you are making a mistake. Because obviously, in certain markets, your product are not going to move the same way as they are moving in another market. So you have to differentiate the markets based on the customer preference, customer choices, and place the product accordingly. So you cannot have a product launched where you make X number of units and distribute them equally across the geography. You have to find out the individual market for the product and focus on marketing it in those areas. Transportation and physical barriers. So market location and physical terrain of the market coupled with the local trucking and transportation network often demands inventory holding at nearest locations. An example given here is hilly regions may require longer lead times to service. Location-specific inventory holding plan has to be prepared. So we have seen that areas like Leh Ladakh or Gangtok or Darjeeling, so these areas, you find that there is a market there. But getting the product there is going to take much longer. So you have to have a different strategy. The metro cities are much more easily approachable, and you can actually get the goods across to them in a very, very short time. But the same is not true for, you know, far off places, remote places, northeast especially. So you have to plan your FG inventory buildup, keeping these things in mind with the difficulty, with the transportation cost, because even you will find that in some of the hilly areas, the transportation cost also will be very, very high. So you have to ensure optimization of your transportation cost. That means your logistics is something which requires special attention. Local taxes and other government rules. So while one state may offer a tax rebate for a particular set of product categories, another state may charge higher local taxes and lower interstate taxes. So in such cases, the demand for the product from the neighboring state may increase than the local state. Accordingly, inventory holding pattern should be modified. Classic example, you will see that petrol prices are much higher in Maharashtra, much lower in Gujarat. Similarly, petrol prices are high in Karnataka, much lower in Goa. So you will find that people who are living in the border areas will tend to go across and fill the petrol in the neighboring state. So let us say that you're staying 10 kilometers away from the border, then they will rather drive across, fill the car and come back, because the difference in the fuel price will benefit them, and which is on account of the taxes. So this is one of the classic cases. In the now with the GST, there has been a rationalization as far as the taxes are concerned. But in the good old days, even in Mumbai, people used to go and register cars in parts of Thane, which did not attract octroi. So those days there was octroi, and you will find a lot of cars which are registered in Thane simply because you are avoiding 4% tax. And if it's an expensive car, you can imagine 4 or 4.5% tax means a lot of money. So this is another factor which needs to be taken into account. So I can tell you that a lot of car dealers must have made a lot of money selling vehicles to this kind of clients or customers. Production lead time and batches. So in case the lead time for production is long, holding of FG inventory becomes necessary. The batch size varies depending upon the ordering cost and carrying cost. This is self-explanatory. And economic order quantity is the recommended batch size. So there are products where the production time can be very, very high. So in such cases, it's not possible for the manufacturer to frequently change the product or supply the product at short notice. So in such cases, you have to order well in advance, and for that you also have to hold high inventory. This is true also for imported products. So if you are importing any raw material or importing any product, you have to factor in the lead time with the manufacturer, the transit time for importing the material, and the clearing time, the custom clearance, etc. So these have to be considered. However, there are instances where the EOQ might be more than customer's delivery requirement, which generates buildup of FG inventory. So this is understandable that you find the requirement of the customer is small, but your economic order quantity is higher. And this could be the case in places like we talked about, the remote places, hilly places, the northeast region, where you have to utilize the logistics capacity to the fullest to economize on your transportation cost. Speculative gain. Companies always keep watch on economy, annual budget, financial environment, and international environment, and are able to foresee and estimate situations. So in case they are able to estimate an increase in industry prices, taxes, or other levies, which will result in overall price increase, they tend to manufacture or buy the hold huge stocks of raw material as well as finished goods in the warehouse. So we have seen this, that whenever metals or some polymers, when the feedstock prices start going up, people know that even the finished product like the plastics or the polymers, the prices are going to go up. So they will start hedging. They will book the material in advance, knowing all too well that it is much beyond their requirement. But basically it is to hedge against the increase in the price, which indirectly means increase in cost. So these are all speculative gain. Similarly, you have seen that whenever there is a budget, normally cigarette companies will tend to offload the stocks. They produce huge quantities and offload the stock, because many budgets you find that the taxes on cigarette are progressively increased. So in order to soften the price increase to the customer, they will push out huge amount of stocks to the market, so as to only the fresh production will be covered under the new tax regime or the revised taxes. Avoid certain costs. So business units hold higher level of inventory to satisfy customer demand. So one could be there is a sudden surge in demand which they do not want to lose the opportunity. Second is also they have a commitment to the customer to supply the material as and when required. It could be that you are, as a supplier or a manufacturer, responsible for supplier managed inventory, where you have guaranteed that any given point of time you will supply material to the customer. So in such a case, you will be holding higher inventory. Reduce complexity in sales management. So instead of having to micromanage and make frequent changes, etc., it may be easier to hold slightly higher inventory to manage the complexity. Optimize the ordering cost. So the ordering cost being high or the ordering process being cumbersome, it may make sense to, you know, order higher quantity so that the number of orders can be reduced, especially in case of products which you have very high fluctuation in the prices. So every time there is a long process of negotiation, comparison of quotation, etc. So many a times people may want to order higher quantities so as to reduce the number of incidents and to reduce the number of negotiation cycles. Eliminating stockout costs. So you don't want any stockouts to happen. So that is one of the reasons why you hold higher inventory. Reduce transportation cost, because you want to ship out material in full truckloads, full container loads. So that is the reason you are producing higher quantities. So although the offtake in a particular region is less, but you are booking full truckload. Like again, we gave the example of Northeast and the hilly region, where you try to optimize on the transportation cost. Minimize the lead time. So in many cases, you are keeping high stocks close to the market so that material can be supplied at short notice to the market, rather than having to transfer material from the manufacturing site to the retailer or manufacturing site to the distribution network.